Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 27th. The grains closed higher with December corn up a penny and three quarters, closing at 387 and three quarters. November beans up 7 1/4 cents, closing at 1007 and a half. And December wheat up 2 cents, closing at 504 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat was up 6 1/2 cents off of the continued poor reports out of the Dakotas on the spring wheat tour. We'll get the final tour numbers tonight. I expect them to be as miserable as they were the first 2 days. Market kind of acted like at 11 o'clock somebody took out some of the rain. And we tried to push this thing higher than we were. We just kind of ran into some roadblocks. And in the last 15 minutes, the market fell apart. The new forecast I saw looked a little bit wetter, particularly in the Dakotas, but I think it's really too late there for most of the wheat, though it could certainly help the beans wherever they do get some rains. But it certainly doesn't look like a drought ender. It doesn't look like it's a widespread deal. It looks like a thin band of showers going across the area. So I don't know how much help it'll actually be. But we're running out of time on this corn market. You know, pollination should virtually be done here in the next 3 or 4 days. Any rains after that will certainly help, but they're not the kind of rains, in my opinion, that could really boost yield significantly out here. And with the problems we've seen, you know, I'm still in the camp that corn is well below trend line yield out here. The beans, I think, you know, we've certainly done some damage out here. We could be a bushel to two under current under the trend line yield numbers. And we can certainly improve upon that if we get good rains in August. But if we don't get the good rains in August, then it becomes a significant issue. And right now it's a 50-50 shot. It doesn't look particularly hot out there, but it still looks relatively dry in most areas. So we'll have to keep a close eye on that. As you know, we make the bean crop in August. The wheat seems to be having a little bit of trouble staying up here, and the rallies seem a little harder to come by, and more people willing to sell a rally out here, and I think that makes some sense for the time being. I think ultimately Minneapolis wheat can move higher, and I think Chicago and Kansas City can too, but I think in the meantime we're going to be affected by the corn market and the bean market. If they move lower, I think the wheat across the board will move lower as well. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.